This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
David, just expand on that a little bit for us here, because you also acknowledge the fact that you come from a pretty privileged school in terms of what you're learning and how you're learning and even what you're seeing in the parents and the families around you. What did it do specifically to wake you up in a way that has lasted?
I think the education that my high school as a public high school in a privileged community was able to give me is what's enabled me to be able to, and all of us to be able to speak out like we have been, because of my experience in speech and debate and TV production. That's part of the reason why we've been able to speak out so eloquently and fight for so long. It's because we've studied movements in U.S. history. We've talked about how to debate people and public speaking and speech and debate, and how the news cycle works in TV production. It's a culmination of all these things that enabled us to make sure that our friends weren't forgotten, that we're still able to speak out against this more than 4 months later.
What a smug little racist that guy is, David Hogg. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Smug racist David Hogg. You heard me. You probably didn't hear that in there. You were like, Kevin, what are you talking about? What did he say, man? Here's what he said. He said, education at my high school in a privileged community is what enabled him to speak out. So what he's saying, in effect, is the education in these non-privileged communities, education where the black kids all go, education where they don't get an education, where the stupid people attend. And by the way, it has nothing to do with the person. It has to do with the education. See, you could put a black person in his school, and I don't know, is he implying that they would do just as good? No, he's not. He's saying that the education, the teachers that are teaching in these black schools are substandard teachers, and he's also saying that those students have no ability to go around that substandard learning or teaching and go learn for themselves. Now, you can take it any way you want, but that's the way I take it. He's in a privileged community, and that's what has enabled him to speak out. Because black folks in those non-privileged communities, because you know how black people live in the ghetto, they don't know how to speak out. How would black people know how to do things if it weren't for David Hogg? He goes on to say this, my experience in speech and debate and TV production, public speaking and production, that's what did it. Because Lord knows those black folks don't know how to speak in public. They be talking about and they don't know how to sell a movement. Not like he does. Not like little privileged David, the white knight Hogg, the savior of all humanity. He's going to get all the guns out of our hands and he's going to make America safe. The dude who couldn't last an hour in the location where these substandard students in these non-privileged communities where they live, he couldn't last an hour, but he's going to save humanity. I would love to see David Hogg be dropped off in the middle of Compton at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Not at night. No. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. I wouldn't even wish that on his daddy. David Hogg himself, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, boop. Center of Compton, walk your way out, white boy. Let's see how much that privilege gets you. Let's see how much that experience in speech and debate and TV production and public speaking and all this stuff gets him. Because he says he studied movements. He understands news cycles. Well, you know what? He don't understand black folks in Compton. I bet you that. I bet you $10. I'll bet you more than that. I bet you, how much we got? How much we got in petty cash? I bet you $1 million. We don't have $1 million in petty cash, but I don't need it, white people. David Hogg and any of his ilk could just dropped in the middle of Compton. They couldn't sell themselves out of anything. They would be sodomized, raped, beaten, murdered, robbed, you name it. And it wouldn't take any time. And I'm not saying black folks are bad necessarily. I'm just saying they would drop them white folks into some bad circumstances. I'd love to see him study the movement and talk himself out of that. Listen, I have all your backs. I'm fighting for your rights. I want to take all these guns away. And everybody goes, shh. You want to take away our guns? The very thing it takes to protect our communities? Are you out of your mind, David Hogg? You wonder what... These kids are so deranged. They don't get it. Now, I know David Hogg, he thinks his heart's in the right place. These kids that are carrying guns and committing these crimes in their own neighborhoods, mostly against their own people, black folks. You know, they don't know any better. They don't understand the humanity of man. They just know you have something, I want it. I've been taught to get it, to take it. And David Hogg would get his taken too, whatever it is. He would, if you dropped any of these leftists off in a black neighborhood that they claim they want to help, these, well, I mean, he's telling you, I lived in a privileged community. My high school was there. I tell you what, David, send your kids to school in a non-privileged community. Or go to college in a non-privileged community. Get a job in a non-privileged community. Show me you're willing to put your money where your mouth is. Because I don't think he is. I don't think David Hogg has a care in the world about where really helping blacks. It looks good for him because, as he says, he understands the movements and the news cycles, and he understands how to profiteer from them. Black folks would see him as a profiteer. Oh, they'll tolerate the occasional black profiteer, the Al Sharptons or the Jesse Jacksons and that ilk, because they get, in a strange sort of way, the handouts, the other, you know, the little trinkets, the beads for Manhattan. Yeah, they get that stuff. But let me tell you, it's not enough. And when a little white kid like David Hogg tries to move in on the territory, then you get that D-Race syndrome, that Sean King syndrome. Black people, the white people that want to be black, get mad at you. Black people that want to be, you know, the new generation of civil rights activists, they get mad at you. And David Hogg finds himself stripped naked and beat up and left for dead in the middle of Harlem or somewhere else, 8 Mile. Thinks he's got it going on. He thinks he's bad. He thinks he knows it. He's going to show the world. I say, go do it, white boy. Go show the world what you're about. Well, his comments are patently racist. Education in my high school in a privileged community. Education is a privilege that everybody should take advantage of. And it doesn't matter how much money you have. Some of the poorest people in the world are some of the brightest people we've ever had in this country. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, man, I've been talking about the left and how bad they are in the sense of you give them something and they break it. You give them something, they ruin it. It doesn't matter what it is. It's like a kid with a toy. They want it. Give me that toy. I want it. But please, you've got to give it to me. They throw a tantrum, and so you go, okay, fine. So you get them the toy. They play with it for 3 minutes. They break it. They don't even care because they didn't like it to begin with. They just wanted to see if you were willing to buy it. And you did it because you've been learned. You've been trained to be a bad parent. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, bad parents. You've been letting the children run the household for quite some time, for decades. The children. Look at anything the left proposes and tell me that it's not a childish idea.
We need open borders, man. We need higher taxes because we need to give more to the people that are unproductive and steal it from the ones that are productive.
Yeah, give me their idea. Tell me, I'm going to be debating some guy, I forget who he is, but he sent me a note and says, yeah, I'll debate you. And it was ugly at first, and now he's decided to calm down. So we're going to have that debate. I look forward to bringing it to you, because I'm going to showcase leftism at its finest, which is, it means at its most debased, because there is nothing fine, good about leftism or progressivism, no matter what they tell you. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. If you want something to last, to stand the test of time, you better get leftism out of it. Period. There was an article written in the National Review about de Blasio's dystopia. Mayor of New York City, an iconic American city known all over the world, one of the most visited cities in the world. And if you go and you have the kind of coin, you know, that can get you around the world effectively, New York, man, you might not want to leave. If you stayed in certain circles, the same is true of Chicago, the same is true of LA, the same is true of any of our big cities. There are areas of the big cities, if you hang out with the right people, man, you think, ooh, this is the life right here. But don't go outside the protective bubble of wherever they take you, because then you're going to find a totally different world. And sadly, all of these places take in mega, mega, mega millions and billions of dollars in taxes, and they squander it. They created ecosystems that you are afraid to go into. It reminds me of the Occupy Wall Street guy who's rubbing feces on the cop car. It reminds me of the Occupy Wall Street movement where they had to bring in hazmat units after the fact. Where did all these Occupy Wall Street kids come from? Your tax dollars. You funded them through academia. You fund the radical professors who bring this stuff up to them. You need to go protest this. You need to go protest it, that people are willing to march across, you know, other countries and then come sit at the American border and blame us for the problems that they had to leave their other country for. What do we have to do with your problems in El Salvador? What do we have to do with your problems in Mexico? We have done more to help your godforsaken crap hole countries than anybody in the world. And then you want to bring your problems to us? You better get out of here, crackhead. That's what you should be saying. But the left doesn't say that. They blame you. The people can bring their problems that you have nothing to do with to the American border, worse than that, into your American society. And they don't blame them. They blame you. You are the reason for lack of health care. You are the reason for crime in neighborhoods. You are the reason for people not being able to own their homes, and on and on and on. Why? Because you are a productive member of the American society. How dare you? How dare you, sanctimonious, Bible-thumping, gun-toting conservatives, go out, work hard, pay your bills, pay your taxes, raise good kids, build big, great communities? How dare you do all that when we've got problems that have been brought to us by other countries and other people? You are inhumane. Oh, so what you give the charity? So what your churches help them? So what the government robs you and gives all of these services to them and does it in such a way that it's an affront to your sensibilities because you can't go and get free health care? It'll affect your credit if you don't pay your bills, but another person can go and not do anything, whatever. Oh, but Kevin, they live under the radar. No, they don't. They live right in front of us, and they fly their flags in protest at marches set up by leftists, funded by your tax dollars to groups like Acorn and, worse yet, Hungarian billionaires. And we just go, oh, it's okay. Look at our cities, man. Overrun. Illegals. Sanctuary cities for the left, for these illegals, because leftists have set them up that way. They don't care about the taxpayers. You're going to take care. You're going to put these kids in schools. You're going to pay all that stuff. They're not going to pay a doggone thing, and you better not dare argue with me about my sanctuary city. So what? They can't pay their bills. There's always more money, because you know what? You, as a conservative, have been programmed to work. You will work. That's what you do. National Review says this: one needs to walk only a block or two in any direction in America's largest metropolis to witness the borderline dystopian cesspool that New York City has become. Litter, garbage, filth. Homeless people camped on sidewalks, benches, storefronts. Drug addicts casually light up, shoot up al fresco. Funny story, I watched the video. The mayor of San Francisco is going around because they got human feces all over the place in these needles. And the camera crew's following. And as they're following her up the block, there are people in front of them as the camera's seeing. And one of the guys that they see, he's shooting up right in front of the camera as the mayor and her entourage walks by. And the mayor just looks up and goes like, like a little smile in the direction of the drug guy shooting up right in front of her face. She just looks over and quickly looks back, and they keep on walking. That's absolutely the truth. That video is out there if you want to find it. I don't know if we posted it. We may have. Light up al fresco. Blaring taxis and limousine horns pierce the air at all hours of the day and night. I don't know if I told you guys this. In New York, you can get a $287 or $350 ticket. It's somewhere along in that lines. I can't remember which because it varies. For honking your horn now. A taxi told me this. He goes, if they catch you honking your horn in New York, it's a fine. That's the way they deal with it. Yeah. How much time behind a wheel you have to make in order to not to pay a $200, whatever it is, $300 fine for honking your horn? And why do they honk their horn? Because they're trying to get people to go. That's why they put the horn in the car. It says, bicycles speed the wrong way on one-way thoroughfares, often through red lights, weave through moving traffic, menace pedestrians, and mock the taxpayer-funded Vision Zero street safety boondoggle. New York has become a mecca of modern urban bedlam. Yet its corrosion has escaped many oblivious New Yorkers who are seduced by the prospect of government handouts, numbed by political correctness, or deeply buried in their electronic devices to notice. The problem, of course, starts with Comrade Bill de Blasio, a mayor schooled in the ideology of Nicaraguan's Marxist-Leninist-Sandinista regime, to which he paid a solidarity visit in 1988. De Blasio equates law and order with racism and views the public coffers as one giant social justice slush fund. The results are abysmal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Giuliani Show.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy grew at the strongest pace in nearly 4 years during the second quarter. The GDP rose to an annual rate of 4.1%. Now, some economists, though, were expecting that number to be 4.4%. No matter what number you were thinking, though, President Trump said the economy is turning around.
We've accomplished an economic turnaround of historic proportions. When I came into office, 1.5 million fewer prime-age Americans were working than 8 years before.
With the upcoming 2018 midterm elections, many people are wondering if Russia is going to try once again to influence our election. Well, Secretary of Defense James Mattis says, don't worry, we got everything covered.
Rest assured, there are actions underway to protect our elections or to expose any external efforts to influence the American public.
This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here talking about the dystopia of New York City, but you could apply it anywhere. You could apply what I'm talking about to almost any major city in America, and you can apply the underlying meaning of what I'm talking about, which is the fight against liberalism, to everywhere in America these days. You're not immune. You want to know why? Because we've expanded the lunacy. We've expanded it through academia. One of the worst things we can do, we feed the beast. We've created a conveyor belt of leftism that has given us snowflakes. It's given us crying closets. It's given us trigger words. It's given us safe spaces. It's essentially creating a bunch of children, whiny babies that get people that are supposed to be getting ready for adulthood are coming out of college in need of Montessori. That's how bad it is. People that don't know how to deal with the real world and can't face their problems in their late 20s and 30s. They're still going, Mommy, Daddy, Daddy, why can't I get my insurance? Why aren't you buying me a car? Why aren't you taking care of me? You know, giving me a, what they call it, they got this thing now they want to give out this, everybody has a standard of living no matter where you are. You know, you're going to get 10 bucks an hour just for breathing. Yeah, that's how it's always done, right? Been done in the old frontier days. If you couldn't pull your weight, somebody came along and just said, well, you know, old Kevin, he's a little lazy. You know, he's busy having babies by lots of different women and so on and so forth. Somebody needs to care for him and care for his kids. Come on, people. Can you imagine any of these conversations going on in the forming of this nation? Them talking about Pookie and his, well, you know, he's got away with the women. Yeah, but he's got a lot of kids. It's our responsibility to take care of old Pookie's kids. Yeah, till he screws your daughter. Oh my gosh, man, it's crazy. And I'm not one to just go back to always to the frontier days or rely on nature, but you know what? There's a lot to be said for understanding how things work, the human nature of things. I'll take care of your one child that you made a mistake for, right? But I'm not taking care of five of them. And I'm not going to take the responsibility of four different women that want to give you five different babies who are too stupid to realize that, hey, you got all these other kids. What do you think he's going to do to you? Now, your irresponsibility does not fall back on me. Not to the degree that we've allowed it to happen today. I'm reading an article where they're talking about Bill de Blasio letting New York go to hell in a handbasket, as they say. 8.5 million New Yorkers trapped in de Blasio's time machine back to the squalor of the David Dinkins era. Look, I didn't live in New York. I didn't even visit New York much during the Dinkins era. But from what I hear, it was freaking Dodge City over there. Now get this. Homelessness in New York is up 40%. Epidemic. on the Bill de Blasio watch. Now, he, despite his campaign and his pledge to reduce homelessness, it's up 40%. That's not very Trumpian. The average length of time, these stats are going to blow you away. Average length of time spent in shelters is up 30%. Taxpayers are now spending approximately $1 million a day to fund homeless hotel staycations at an average room rate of $175 per night. Now, here's what's interesting. $175 a night? What? Kevin, are you crazy? What? That's just crazy money. Do you want to do the math on $175 a night? Call it $200 a night, and you're talking $6,000 a month, right? So he's spending $5,000 a month to put homeless in these hotels, and you think $5,000 a month? They must be living in the heart of Manhattan. No, they're not. Hotels in New York, $350-$400 a day. When I go to New York on behalf of Fox, they put me at the Warwick Hotel, which is a nice one. And they have a few of them, Hotel Mela and some others. They're all $350-$400 a night, and that's not during peak. $175 a night, you're probably not in a great area of New York, at least Manhattan. But that's where they're putting these people up. Now, I want you to extrapolate $5,000 a month. What do you pay for your mortgage? Homeless people are being housed in New York City at 2, 3, 4 times what the average person pays for a mortgage in this country. And the New Yorkers see no problem with this. Put a different way. Give me your homeless problem, New York. Send me all your homeless. Send me the amount of money that you're paying to put them up, and I will build a city for them that will thrive. Oh, my gosh. They say, he goes on to talk about it. And he says, even worse, the focus on homelessness obscures the problem and any possible solutions by concentrating government attention and taxpayer dollars on, quote, affordable housing, as if barefoot vagrants who soil their tattered rags and scream gibberish at startled passersby merely lack attractive lease terms. That's hysterical. Many of these people are on the streets and in subways are slaves to intoxicants or mental illness, and can be prone to violence. A beggar on the number 2 train last week walloped the passenger in the head with a metal pipe, leaving him with a fractured skull and a broken eye socket. This crisis is so serious that the Manhattan Institute convened a May 8th forum titled, Bring Back the Asylum. Several psychologists and social critics lamented the madness of letting lunatics wander around America's largest city with little or no medical supervision. If you're well enough to walk into Bellevue, they'll tell you you're not sick enough to be admitted, explained DJ Jaffe, author of Insane Consequences, How the Mental Health Industry Fails the Mentally Ill. He added, if you're mentally ill enough to go there, the police won't take you there until you're a danger to yourself or others. That's leftism. You gotta hurt, kill, maim, whatever, somebody before we decide it's a problem. Then you wonder how schools get shot up, how businesses get shot up. They got all these ways to recognize what's going on, and yet they do absolutely nothing. This isn't just New York, folks. This is all over the country. And the mental health issue really gets me because leftists years ago said, you know what? We shouldn't have asylums because it's a stigmatism to, you know, it's a stigma. If you call some, if you say to somebody, oh, he was in a mental asylum, a mental institution or whatever, we've got to figure out a different way to get these people help because once they've been stigmatized, then, you know, people are going to look at them differently. The same way that the California looks at people with AIDS. Hey, we can't make it a felony for you to knowingly give somebody AIDS, the potential that you kill them. So we have to, because it'll stigmatize them and they won't be able to find mates. I'm just telling you, that's what the left does. Unbelievable. He goes on to say this: the mayor also regularly touts historically low crime numbers. While technology has helped police keep serious crime statistics at bay, quality of life has plummeted. The NYPD brass and City Hall pay lip service to broken windows policing. But it's clearly that a public relations game that doesn't reflect street level reality. Behaviors that previous administrations would have battled instead have been decriminalized, such as public urination and public drinking. Crime data stay artificially low because police avoid making certain arrests, which the incident witness below perfectly illustrates. Meanwhile, they were talking about something below. I didn't get the article. But he says, meanwhile, the city whose mayor fashions himself an environmental warrior increasingly devolves into an open-air sewer with whiffs of bodily excretions befouling the air. In other words, he's saying it's pretty funky in New York. If you go visit, it's been a while since I've been there even. I haven't been there in a few months, but when I was there, they had these porta potties, whatever, that you can go into right in public now. Because, you know, none of the businesses want people going in to use the bathroom. Holy cow, Starbucks in Philadelphia. Say it ain't so, Buffy. Well, it is so. They don't want people going into these businesses. Why? Because they stink to high heaven. The vagrancy, the people that will come in and utilize your business and run well-meaning patrons, you know, want patrons that want to pay out, is crazy. So New York says, put up porta potties. And they've even got some that you can do other things. It's, you don't even want to believe what happens in this city. He said de Blasio has developed a free rider problem. Literally, district attorneys in Manhattan and Brooklyn last summer stopped prosecuting fare beaters on public transit. NYPD arrests for turnstile jumping were down 61% year on year. The result, as the city journal Seth Barron recently wrote in the New York Post, official ridership numbers are down while the trains feel more crowded. You play by the rules. You pay to ride, and some stinky vagrant or, you know, jumper comes in and rides for free. That's the liberal
system. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't like the library, and I can't figure anything out there. It's too confusing, and sometimes I just wish that there was just a magical box in my house, and I could ask you any question and knew the answer.
Dream on, Arch. Dream on, you big dreamer.
And you say, what about Google? What about Google? I don't want to go on Google if it's too many people are using it. Like, there's like 150 people a day going on Google, and that's why it's become conceited. It's cocky. It's got a terrible attitude problem. The other day I misspelled something on Google. You should have seen the tone that it took with me.
Did you mean? Vagina? Yeah. Yeah, you know what I meant. Images. Print.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Arj Barker's a funny dude, but that clip, number one, Google being in the news a lot because they're making outrageous profits. $2 billion a week is what I heard. That's $100 billion a year. They got hit with a $5 billion penalty for something in Europe that they're going to stretch out as long as they can, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, it's a behemoth company that controls much of what we do and is getting more and more control to the point where they can buy their way out of anything. Glad you guys are here. KJ Radio is who you what you're listening to. I'm Kevin Jackson, the show's proprietor, and I'm glad you're here. But what I wanted to talk to you is about suggestions. At Google, you start typing something, it tells you what, it finishes it for you. Sometimes exactly what you want, and other times it's influencing you. And I believe that that's what happens across the board to many of the things that we do now. We have too many things that influence us. And it's easy to get influenced about something when you've been trained to just accept. I think it was Aristotle that said, it's a sign of a smart mind that can entertain a thought without adopting the thought. And that's what leftists do. They hear something and they go, that's the way it is. If somebody says Trump is a racist, that's what it is. If Google says, when you start typing Hillary Clinton is a, and they say qualified presidential candidate, you would think, no, I was thinking more of a crook. But it's giving you something to think about. And when you have the kind of money they have, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and others, you begin to see that, man, you know, the level of influence is scary. Right now, there's a new influence that's happening. By the way, the left are constantly tweaking messaging, trying to figure things out. And what's funny to me anyway, is as much as they hate Trump's ideology, they see that it works. And it puts a wrinkle in what they want to do. Remember when they came out, we're going to raise your taxes and we're going to get rid of this tax cut for the rich, et cetera, et cetera. And they thought it was going to resonate because they really thought they could sell the same old lame concept that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. When in fact, under Obama, that happened tremendously. Under Trump, the middle class is expanding. But now we hear that these guys, sort of put between a rock and a hard place, are trying to figure out, how do we hone this message of tax and spend? But at the same time, we have to denigrate Donald Trump, who's proven to be successful. See, if Trump was a failure, they could go back to it. They could talk about Reaganomics and trickle-down economics and whatever else. But because he's successful, it's tough to do. The Daily Caller wrote of this. They said, Trump campaigned in 2016, promising to bring jobs back to the U.S., reform the tax code to make American business more competitive, repair and rebuild American roads and bridges and waterways to improve commerce, unleash American innovation to make U.S. competitive on a global scale. The Democrats' 2018 platform looks incredibly similar. Now is where the fun part begins. Steny Hoyer, the number two guy for the Democrats. Why did they not pick the number one person for the Democrats? That would be Nancy Pelosi. Because she's toxic. Toxic femininity. Nobody wants to deal with Nancy Pelosi. So they bring out Steny Hoyer, who, in their right mind of the Democratic parlance, would put a man in charge of explaining this. It's obvious the Democrats are saying, we don't want you to listen to Pelosi because we'll just have to mansplain it to you later anyway. So they get Steny Hoyer. So guess what their new platform is titled? Make It in America. Donald Trump just came off of a Made in America summit at the White House. Now the Democrats are doing Make It in America. Does that sound a little familiar? Let me think. Make It in America Great Again. The Minority Whip came up with this platform in 2010, they tell us, and House Democrats spent the past year traveling the nation to understand the needs of American businesses and workers. And what was the conclusion they came to? We need more unions and more regulation and more taxes. And you, the Democrat the corporations and the workers can understand what the Democrats want for you, how this is going to help you, that they get more unions, more regulation, and more taxes. Make It in America is focused on encouraging, quote, private sector job creation in the U.S. with primary focuses on improving the economy through education, promoting entrepreneurship, and strengthening infrastructure. Education, funny they would put that first. Entrepreneurship, as I said, tax and spend and regulate. And strengthening infrastructure, you know, roads and bridges. Got to have those roads and bridges. How could you possibly have a company if you don't have roads and bridges? Essentially, Democrats want to make it easier for Americans to find work, I'm reading this, rebuild the nation's infrastructure, and increase America's innovation. That's what they say. Now, what's interesting is each of the areas the Democrats have targeted President Trump's agenda. So in the way of education, they say Democrat leadership has two goals: promoting pathways to career opportunities and making training and educational accessible and affordable. In other words, free education if you go into our indoctrination system, get some debt, have to feed the beast, we won't educate you. But they say, oh, no, we'll train them, Kevin. We want them to be welders and carpenters and these, you know, menial crafts, which I don't mind menial at all, but I'm saying that's what they think. It's that they recommend stackable credentials for students preparing for the workforce, as well as those already in the workforce, to help them face the challenges of finding a job in a strengthening labor market. Let me tell you who's addressed the challenges of finding a job. Donald Trump. He's created them. They go on to say this: Democrats want to use Pell Grants, subsidized by the taxpayer, to help pay for the cost of the new training programs. So we got to pay for it. They said the Trump administration and Republicans are already trying to address the problem of having a shortage of skilled workers. The president signed an EO on July the 19th to try to align government training programs with the needs of the market. They created a new council for the American worker, that will consolidate a number of federal jobs training programs initiatives into a specialized program that's intended to better suit the needs of a U.S. economy. The new council will have special focus on retraining those already in a labor market without college degrees and expanding apprenticeship programs. Smartest move Donald Trump has made in the way of education. Don't encourage more college. Encourage people to strengthen what they know, what they're good at, figure out where it's going to evolve to, and be prepared for that. They said businesses are responding to the president's EO, some 23, including FedEx, GM, Home Depot, IBM, Lockheed Martin, Microsoft, all of them signed a pledge the same day promising to expand apprentice programs, increase job training, and educate workers throughout their careers. Funny that this is upcoming now, because we just partnered with the National Black Chamber to make sure that young inner city kids will be able to get these types of jobs, get off the street, get into real careers, and start doing something positive with their lives. They said there were over 350,000 more job openings than available workers to fill them in June, the largest amount since the Department of Labor began tracking these figures in 2000. That is what Donald Trump has created, and that is who you voted into office to run the ship. Congratulate yourselves. Happy New Year.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.